Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go. With Jim Jim and Nobby.
Well, I totally forgot about the thing, Pod, you told us all to watch over the weekend last night. It was like a line of duty. They disarm bombs just in time, in the nick of time, and Vicky McClure is in it.
Well, you were one of the lucky ones that even had the channels. I had spent my whole day Sunday going, right, I'm going to watch this. It's going to be deadly. Vicky McClure, it's called Trigger Point, I think.
Martin Freeman is also in it.
Sit down to watch it. Stick on the BBC One.
Oh, no, it's ITV.
ITV.
Yeah.
iVirgin Media Television. We don't have that channel.
No.
So annoying. You know when you're just waiting for something all day and you're like, right, I'm going to watch this before I go to bed and be absolutely...
See, you were off on Friday, because we discussed all this on Podgy's TV Guide, that you could only get it on the extra channels if you had Sky.
So annoying.
I'm sure it'll come here. It's just not at the same time.
Would you give up a channel for ITV?
Oh, yeah, there's loads of channels to give up for it.
Irish channels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I there'll be two or three now I think I'd give up just so I could have ITV.
I'd probably keep TG Car over some, because sometimes they have documentaries and films that you want to watch.
Shay Malek, really good.
Exactly. Anyway, whenever that comes to here, we'll give the heads up. Kelly Clarkson covers Take My Breath for the Weekend on Kellyoke, which is all to do with her show, podcast.
It's basically her singing other people's songs during her whole chat show. And sometimes she hits the mark, and other times it's a bit... Baby,
it's alright.
It's not bad. You know Julia Fox, who's dating Kanye West. People are saying, you're just doing it for the money. You're just doing it for the fame. Over the weekend, she said, honey, I've dated billionaires my entire adult life. Let's keep it real. Watch my movie. Read my book. That is more thrilling to me now than Eyes on Me. I couldn't care less. I'd say she's badass. Imagine replying that. I've dated billionaires all my life.
Well, aim high.
Yeah.
Aim high. Did Adele's diva request lead to the collapse of her Vegas shows? So she did the tearful FaceTime that we all heard on Friday morning. And it is said that Adele and her team insisted on replacing the state-of-the-art sound system at Coliseum Theatre with their own. Also demanded they install an entirely new video system. And the existing system was considered good enough for Madonna, Mariah Carey and your pal Celine Dion. So they were all like, well, if it's good enough for them, why do you need something else? Such demands not only drive up the production costs, but at a time when supplies are disrupted, it's a recipe for disaster.
I saw somebody put up a post yesterday saying chasing payments, because flights, accommodation, spending money, all that's wasted because people were in the air going to Vegas when she decided to cancel it. It's not looking good for her. Like, I've never seen bad press before with Adele. People are going mad over it.
She's known for being a perfectionist. She's previously cancelled live performances. Recurring vocal strains and stage fright are also being cited as background to her emotional statement on late Thursday night.
Very sad. Like, it was, I saw one guy on TikTok who gave out about her. She DM'd him and then he was like, this isn't Adele. And then all of a sudden, babes, it's me, babes. And then she said, go to my store. He went to the store the next day, you know, where all the merch was, and she was there on FaceTime waiting for him.
Oh,
it's on TikTok. Go have a look at it. It's really nice.
Was it all okay then? Like,
He was delighted he got to see Adele, but I'd say he's probably 3 or 4 grand down. You know?
Well, she needed the PR, so a bit of positive news, I suppose, at the weekend.
I think so.
So, yeah, like I can imagine some people probably on a flight didn't realise till they landed the shows are off.
Closer to home, I've heard there is a ton of gigs going to be announced in the next 2 or 3 weeks in Ireland.
Good.
A lot of gigs.
Bring it on. F104, Strawberry Alarm Clock, Better Days are coming. It's 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. It is Monday, the 24th of January. And, well, looking at all the stuff that's making the news this morning, a suspected cocaine deal, $1.4 million worth of being smuggled, was seized into Ireland, and it was caught in crates of watermelons. And a canine crime stopper, whose name is Laddie, he's a revenue detector dog, he located the drugs. It was inside a refrigerator unit of a vehicle and appears to have been concealed within a delivery of watermelons. He looks like a Cocker Spaniel. He's one of those things on him that say he's a customs dog, and that's his job. Good boy. Lots of treats found for him. Find treats and then you get treats. I think that's how it works. Simon Cowell said his son Eric has been educating him about climate change, and as a result, he's gone off and bought a Tesla. Yeah, okay. Previously known for his love of big, high-powered engine cars, Simon has said, "My son is obsessed with climate change. He's taught me a lot recently. He really, really is obsessed. He goes down on the beaches and cleans them up, and he understands what's going on. So I think it's something we should all take seriously now. I've just bought a Tesla." There are other ways, of course, you know. You don't have to go out and buy. It's a Model X he's bought, €120,000 car. We can't all do that, Simon. Ricky Gervais has been asked. I've one more episode to go. Oscar fans want him to host the Oscars because they just said it's so boring now, it needs him back in doing the job. Academy Award viewers saw the job he did hosting the Golden Globes in 2020 and hope he can bring some of that to Hollywood's biggest night. The show has not had a host since 2018 when Jimmy Kimmel did the honours. I don't know what happened to 2019's version. And then, well, the last few years, we just won't speak about that, okay? So hopefully everyone got to go out at some point over the weekend and just sample a bit of normality. I picked Friday night, so that it wasn't quite there. Dad, do we have to go home now? Yeah, it's 8 o'clock, finish. Ah, but they said they're at 6, like it's all. No, not today, that's from tomorrow. I think everyone was trying to ask, but it didn't really happen. And one of the most random stories, and maybe I just wasn't looking at enough social media at the weekend, which I'm okay with, but I had no idea about the story until this morning, and Crossy knew all about it. A man who took his dead uncle to a post office to get his pension has claimed he wasn't trying to rob him. I'm not an idiot. Declan Hawney said he'd only been accused because he previously went down for a fraud using his aunt's bank card. And it's just one. It's made US headlines. It's made European headlines. Apparently, so the post office has been sealed off and there's an investigation underway, as you'd expect, but it's one of the most random stories. Dead man waking is the headline this morning. The nephew of a pensioner has said that it was nothing to do with him. The man has been remembered as a gentleman at his funeral home yesterday. He'll be laid to rest today, but unfortunately the fallout of what is alleged to have happened means that there's a big serious story about it, and it's front and centre of all the headlines this morning. Bit of a strange one. Anyway, that is how it's looking. Again, the Herald this morning. Arrest expected in post office mystery. Gardaí are expecting to make arrests soon in the case of two men who brought a dead man to a local post office to claim his pension. Bizarre. It's 7:16. That's how it's looking this morning. It's FM 104. Here's Mr. Usher. I had no time to choose what I chose to do. So go easy on me. F104, it's the Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7:37. So the album she does, her best mate Alan Carr, is also now getting divorced or separated.
13 years gone out with a guy.
Yeah, so
it's over.
Will there be more inspiration for more heartbreak on the next Adele album? Don't know. Anyway, it is the show that the last winner, do you remember who the last winner of Celebrity Big Brother was? There was a big round at the time.
Oh, it was your man, Eileen Grimshaw's son. Yes. Jason Grimshaw. What's his name in real life?
Ryan Thomas. He was the last winner of Celebrity Big Brother. Kerry Katona was in there. There was the non-celebrity Chantal. There's been so many people. You talk about soap operas, whatever you like, they've all been in there.
But they cancelled it. It went from Channel 4 to Channel 5. And around about now is when it's supposed to have kicked off. Every single year, it was always the celeb one in January, and then the normal one was started off in May. So E4 announced the other day that Celebrity Big Brother is coming back, but dun dun dun, it's the Australian version.
Okay, so they're just beaming.
They're beaming it from Australia. Right. Now, the Australian version last year had Caitlyn Jenner on it, so it's not that, you know, it's going to be people you're not going to know. It's usually a Home and Away cast member, a Neighbours cast member, a big singer.
So did Caitlyn go straight from the jungle to Big Brother?
Yeah.
Right.
Caitlyn's done a lot. Oh, absolutely. And she knows how to play the game. Anyway, a lot of Big Brother fans over the weekend online have been saying, right, this is it. It's coming back. It's happening. You know, they're getting Celebrity Big Brother. They had the documentary last year. Remember that? The documentary looking at all the Big Brother.
Yeah.
It's looking promising. A friend of mine works for the company that looks after all that. And I sent him on the tweets over the weekend. I was like, oh, is it coming back? He said, not one channel in the UK wants Big Brother. Not one.
Right.
Even though everybody's talking about it online, everyone thinks it's going to be huge. He said the only ray of hope that they have at this moment in time is that if everybody watches the Australian version on E4, there might be a possibility of Celebrity Big Brother this time next year. Because he says, what, it's been 4 years since the last Big Brother, the celebrity one?
Something like that, yeah.
Brand new celebrities are happening.
I know straight after Love Island, the Australian Love Island happens. I don't feel like, because you don't hear as many people talking about it, people get into it. So what would make you watch Big Brother Australia?
Yeah, I think their time to actually do it should have been during the pandemic when everybody was at home. They could have, you know, quarantined. They could have sat down every single night. Everyone could have watched it and it didn't happen. But apparently it cost too much to make. People are too offended these days for anything remotely interesting to happen in it. And the channels, Channel 5 and Channel 4, have both said no. There was a rumour that Netflix were going to take it over and Netflix was going to do the first ever live show.
Live on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, good news if you're a Celebrity Big Brother fan. Bad news if you're a UK version because from what I've heard, it's not going to happen anytime soon. But Celebrity Big Brother Australia is going to happen.
It's up to you. You decide if you want to watch it. Okay, on Dish the Dirt, Crossy, there is a very high thermometer on Rotten Tomatoes about West Side Story, but I'm going with your cinema ticket sales here in Ireland anyway. I don't know if you were that into it. Also, we'll tell you about that story with Tom Hanks where the future was predicted, and you need to know the celebrity who could get you on a plane to Ibiza. Dropping number clock, Lil Mix. Jesse is everywhere this morning.
Now it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Celebrating 50 years in the business. epmooney.ie.
I think she was getting followed all weekend by Paps, and she looks pretty happy actually. Whatever's going on in her life.
Yeah, I think she's kind of realised, you know, Twitter's not for her. Instagram is not for her. TikTok is definitely not for her. The comments on TikTok.
Now, TikTok is not for anybody if you have a thin skin and you have followers because, the comments are pretty mad.
Awful. Awful. Do you know Ariana Grande is brilliant at doing her accents? She's very good at mimicking people. You know Jennifer Coolidge, who came into FM 104 a good few years ago?
She was Stifler's mom, Crosby.
Stifler's mom. I remember we tried to kick her out because she was just walking around everywhere. She was in sales. She went into the newsroom. She was saying hello to everyone.
We tried to kick her out.
Because they were trying to push them on to somewhere else and she kept on going over saying hello to everybody.
I wanted to chat everybody,
She just wanted to talk to everyone. She's so really, her voice is brilliant. Anyway, she was on either Jimmy Kimmel or Fallon over the weekend talking about her resurgence because after American Pie, her career was kind of dead in the water. You know, nobody knew who she was. The gays knew who she was. That was about it. Anyway, Ariana Grande went on the TV show and one of the Jimmys was saying, right, do this person, do that person, do this person. And she said she went and did Jennifer Coolidge. And then all of a sudden, boom, she went back up and she started getting signed to acting courses. She then went on through the White Lotus. And then she appeared in Ariana Grande's video. But she was on it over the weekend talking about that. And I have Ariana Grande to thank for my career.
Wow.
Which is mad.
Well, giving it a second wind, yeah.
Yeah.
It is. People think The Simpsons predicted Joe Biden's video featuring Tom Hanks. So, and yet another real world event. This is the only reason people talk about The Simpsons anymore, which is kind of weird and ironic. But anyway, the President of the United States of America, the video that was out features Tom Hanks seemingly lending a bit of his celebrity credibility to a political message. And here's what they did before it.
America is the home of the brave. It's why we keep getting up, no matter how many times we get knocked down. Like with our economy. It isn't all the way back, but it's getting stronger as we're creating more jobs at a record rate.
Hello, I'm Tom Hanks. The U.S. government has lost its credibility, so it's borrowing some of mine.
Tussle my hair, Mr. Hanks.
Sure thing, son. This is Tom Hanks saying, if you're going to pick a government to trust, why not this one?
So that was, the first bit was from real life, and the second bit was from The Simpsons movie in 2007, where they depicted the Irish as a load of drinking lunatics in pubs.
And none of us gave out.
No, we just thought, oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
Thanks very much for that. Gail, she's number one in Ireland with A, B, C, D, E. Yep. I have been singing that song for 2 weeks, and I was filling in for Ben on Saturday, and I sat there where you're sitting now, and I went, oh my God, I know what that means now.
Yeah.
It just, do you know when songs just, you're listening to them and that's all?
Yeah.
You don't really get
sometimes
into it.
Sometimes it takes a while. Except the dog. She likes the dog.
Yeah.
Wow. All your friends I'll never have to see again. It's like the perfect breakup song.
So she said that Olivia Rodrigo DM'd her on Instagram last week to congratulate her and say best of luck in your success. Hope it goes well, and gave her a bit of advice because, you know, the way Olivia blew up last year and this time last year, I would presume Gail's probably going to do, you know, support act for Olivia maybe.
I've heard her second song after ABCD. If you, it's grand. It's not as strong, but it's very hard to follow up that song, I suppose. Rachel Zegler starred in Shrek the Musical before Steven Spielberg's West Side Story. She was telling a bit of a story about just a bit of a backstory on the Graham Norton Show on Friday.
I asked Steven Spielberg if I could still do my senior year musical, which was Shrek the Musical. You laugh. It's
Princess
fantastic.
Fiona.
Princess Fiona over here. It's a fantastic musical. Janine Tesori, who actually worked on West Side Story with us, composed the music for Shrek. And I was like, shuma. But Steven looked at me and he was like, I produced the original Shrek. Of course you could do Shrek. I was like, and I ended up doing it, getting painted green. I looked like I had jaundice for like 3 weeks after I did the show.
Yeah, I think we've got a picture of you as Princess Fiona. There you are.
Princess Fiona played the movies by who?
Oh, Cameron Diaz.
Correct. Don't know why I asked you that. Anyway, if you go and see West Side Story in your own time, just not in the cinema, some people liked it on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. I've got some, I would say, sad news for you. Disney are doing a live action of The Aristocats. Remember that movie that was out?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for saying it, but there's some guy that could possibly be part of the movie. Of course he's going to be part of the movie. Who do you think likes to ruin movies? English fella, used to be funny in Gavin and Stacey. Now it's over in...
You really hate James Corden, don't you?
I just, like, just leave the movies alone. Will you give them a chance before he...
He does a lot of voiceovers of movies.
Apparently he's going to be in Aristocats. It's coming out next year.
And number one trending in Ireland on Netflix yesterday was Ozark, because the final season is there, and Jason spoke to Jimmy Kimmel about the final ever season of Ozark.
This is season 4, but it's like a... It's like a double season. There's 7 episodes coming out tomorrow.
Right. So we usually do 10 episodes per season, but we knew this was going to be the last season, and we had more story to tell than just 10 episodes. So it's going to be 14 episodes. But then Netflix thought, well, let's split it up 7 and 7. And so the first 7 are going to be on this Friday, and then the second 7 will be on at a date yet announced, but it will be kind of soon.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it's one of those you kind of have to sit down.
Oh, you do.
Friday,
you've got to put the phone down, but I'd highly recommend. I wouldn't tell you if I didn't. Here's the song, Crossy. Gail on F104. Get it out.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Now on the Strawberry 9 o'clock, it is time for a strawberry ad break.
Hello, we're the Hatchet family from Bally Bally Bally. And we saved ourselves a fart by buying a hen instead of some eggs. We're saving ourselves €6.50 nearly a week by having a hen laying eggs and not having to buy them in the shop.
The money that we're saving, we use to buy more sausages.
I like eggs. Hen. I bought a hen.
That's right, you said that already.
I love my wife, no matter what anyone says. And I can't believe that she's such a fox and I let her near my hen. Because I thought she might eat the hen, because she's a fox. Be like us. Buy a hen. Eat your eggs. Breakfast, lunch and dinner. Eggs.
Fancy a tasty chipper? Find the best burgers, the most succulent square cods, and the chirpiest chips at Wise Guys, an authentic Italian fast food takeaway. Our staff have genuine Italian blood running through their veins.
Yeah, so my mother was Sicilian and Pops was Dutch-Irish, so I guess you could say that.
You'll feel right at home with the warmest of welcomes.
Yeah, can I get a snack box, please?
You're talking to me?
Yeah, you're behind.
You're talking to me?
Yeah, you work here, don't you? Yeah.
I ain't got no snack boxes. I got fresh cod, I got smoked cod, that's all you can get.
You really don't
I got no f***ing snack boxes, get out of here, what's the matter with you? What did I tell you? What did I f***ing tell you?
Okay, right, okay.
What did I tell you?
I'm sorry.
Fresh cod or smoked cod, you mutt.
You've never seen a sausage so violently battered.
Give me that f***ing sausage. You don't f***ing mess with me, sausage. Here, here's your f***ing sausage.
Wise Guys takeaway. Just don't tell them they're funny.
Guys, I don't know if anyone's ever told you this before, but you're really funny.
What, funny, yeah? Funny, we amuse you?
Yeah.
We make you laugh?
The way you talk and
what
the way
What the f*** is so funny about us?
I just think you're really funny.
Hey, like, hey, you want some f***ing vinegar?
Yeah.
Take some vinegar in your f***ing eyes!
Oh, no.
Wise Guys, where the food is bleeding deadly. Oh, shut the f*** up, Bobby.
New to Netflix. She was an American insta-hon who flew to Europe to follow her dreams.
Hi, guys. I'm going to Paris to work for a major marketing firm and hopefully make the man of my dreams.
But when her plane was forced to make an emergency landing...
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we have to land in Dublin. Dublin is as far as we can go.
Emily took matters into her own hands.
Jumped up like a lion, tangles in my hair.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Huh?
I'm a pal, Emily. Say hi to my Insta fans.
Hello, everyone. My name's Gay.
Emily in Finglas.
So, Gay, such an exotic name. Where are you taking me out tonight?
I have a gift.
Somewhere really romantic and French where you can sweep me off my feet.
Well, you can bring it to the shilling. You'll probably end up in your ear there, Artie.
Critics are calling Emily in Finglas the modern-day Sex and the City, if it was shot in the Dublin 11 area.
Oh, no, sketch Emily, there's me missus.
Yeah, what are you doing with him? He's my fella. I'll slap the head of you hanging around to this tramp. I didn't know you were taken, Get, and this chipper is so not the Michelin star restaurant I expected to be eating in. Taxi, take me back to the airport immediately.
Emily in Finglas. On Netflix.
Living my best life.
What is it today?
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance.
See what you can save at misquote.ie.
Who have we got, Crossy?
We've got Laura from Finglas getting ready to go to Cluny to work today in an office.
Hello, Laura.
Hello.
How are you?
Hiya.
Is it your first time back?
No, we've gone in for a few days a week.
Okay,
since probably last October.
It's such a buzz for people now, isn't it? That the fact that they get to go into work, go to the local shop and buy whatever they want to buy and have a break from the family.
Yeah, hear other people's problems.
I am wondering though, are the people today, like for the first time going back, they haven't been outside?
There's a few people who would have probably been in very like minimal over the course of the whole thing who have probably come back in today.
Right, okay. Well, but best of luck to everybody. Buy a coffee. Cheering to the strawberry. Let's get back to normal. Right, 10 questions. They're easy-ish.
Okay.
Right? They're very, yeah. Some of them are very, very easy.
We could have two winners in a row. Well, in a week back, but back to back if you do this. So good luck. Here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Hilda and Zelda were aunts to what witch?
Sabrina.
Who presents The Masked Singer?
Comedian,
lots of teeth.
Joel Dommy
shouts, "Everybody!"
A lot. He's very aggressive looking. What singer cancelled her Las Vegas gigs last week?
Adele.
Who will be the next Taoiseach after Micheál Martin?
Maybe Lou.
Which is nearer to Dublin Airport, Clare Hall or Sallynoggin?
Clare Hall.
Finish the ad. North Side, the great.
Shopping centre.
Oh, jingles, man.
What party island would you find Cafe Mambo?
Ibiza.
What kind of nut is in the middle of a Ferrero Rocher?
Hazelnut.
Is the artist Banksy from Bristol or Birmingham?
Bristol.
And what One Direction star is playing the Aviva this summer?
Harry Styles.
Correct.
You did very well, Laura.
Not well enough.
No, when one of them sort of was a trick question.
Right.
About the Taoiseach.
Well, it's not even a trick question. It's unless anything happens and the government collapses.
You don't know what's going to happen.
That's true. But I mean, if nothing changes,
your man is
they
back.
Have to swap halfway through. That was the deal that they did. So, yeah, officially,
they're Leo swapping sides.
Leo. And the real problem here is, all your other questions were right.
Oh no! I'm raging.
I know. It is a hazelnut at the centre of Ferrero Rocher. Banksy is from Bristol. Harry Styles, all right. Adele, Joel Dommett. I can't believe Tom from Keane was the poodle in The Masked Singer. It's better than last week's one, I hadn't heard of.
Yeah.
Well, at least some people have heard of Keane.
I know. And I think Marcus Feely is going to be the other guy, the Bugs Bunny one.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, you can hear it in his voice. And he sang that song, you know, In the Shadows, Lady Gaga, ages ago at a Westlife concert. And people are like, oh, that's him. It's definitely him.
The rabbit. Okay, well, we'll wait and see. Look, so close.
That's a
good answer
thanks, anyway.
Right, good luck.
I'll tell you what,
if it does collapse and Mary Lou is the next Taoiseach before Leo Varadkar, you personally email me, right? We'll sort it out. Good luck.
Bye.
Thanks, Emil.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Oh, F104. Are coming in.
I know. Well, look,
it's official. It's official. He is going to be the next Taoiseach in 3 months.
Kids in the car, kids in the car. Everyone is a little star. Early on the strawberry, they chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
So we had a message from Daniel, and his message just starts with a big laugh because he knows it's a bold one. But it's about knickers that are in a washing machine, and we'll have to bring in the punchline when everybody's a bit more grown up.
Daniel, we laughed. That's all I can say. We laughed.
Thank you for your joke.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. My name's Ollie, and my joke is, what room does the ghost not need? The living room.
Because they're ghosts.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. My name is Daniel.
That's it. Listen to the giddiness in his voice. That's all I say.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. My name is Daniel. My joke is, why are the knickers laughing in the washing machine?
that's as far as we're going to go.
As far as we're allowed.
Hi, I'm Callie and I'm five. And why does Wally always wear stripes? Because he doesn't want to be spotted.
Wally.
Bye.
He does. He want to be spotted.
Oh, God, but what do you call a dinosaur fart? A blast from the past.
That's from Sam. It's a dinosaur fart. God,
what do you call a dinosaur fart? A blast from the past.
From Sam. Good on, Sam.
That's very good.
Hi, my name is Bailey, and my joke is, why can't a leopard never play hide and seek? Because it's always spotted. I'd love Harry Styles tickets. Bye.
God loves a trier.
Some good jokes, kids. Thank you very much for them. Yes, we have lots of Harry Styles tickets, so if you do want to win them, if you'd like to be there, you did say, Crossy, to be all ages into Harry Styles, and I think you're right.
Yeah. I can't wait. It's going to be so good.
So they go on sale Friday morning, but we'll give away a pair of tickets every morning this week. It's 8:38. Dish the Dirt is on the way. The 1 billion InstaFam combined, they have 1 billion followers.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
There's a lot of money to be made, and loads more Dish the Dirt before 9 o'clock on F104. And we're giving you chances to go to Ibiza as well. So if you want it all, don't move.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange, celebrating 50 years in the business. epmooney.ie.
So Kylie Jenner is still queen of the family if it comes to followers, but combined, the Kardashians have now over 1 billion InstaFams. That's a lot of control, a lot of power.
Being able to do what they do. There's a TikTok account recently that is looking at all their gaffes. It's very, very weird. So they have a drone that goes over their gaff, and some of them are massive, but they're all in the desert. Like, I know California is very, you know, sandy. I expected it to be a bit like Killiney, you know, a bit of grass and green grass and the
it's
water.
Too hot. It's too hot.
Yeah, but it's just so weird seeing that. You see these massive gaffes with four or five swimming pools per house. So yeah, they're loaded.
Like, down the pecking order, Chris, the Ma, only has 45 million followers, and Rob only has 2.6. Oh my God. But I just mean more from a power control point of way. Like, their combined total of their followers is double the populations of Brazil, Russia and America combined. Like, it is kind of staggering. There aren't even 8 billion people in the world, just under it.
And just think, right, when they're done, the kids are getting older.
Yeah,
Kim's daughter, like, whatever her name is, I forget her name, is hilarious.
So, like, 1 in 8 people around the world follow the Kardashians.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad
thing. That's kind of disturbing. Like, it really is.
Aww.
So, news for you right now on Josh Gad's retirement. Not entirely from acting, but it is from a show, James Corden's show.
James, what is this? Why are you doing this? I love the show. I want to keep doing the show.
We are doing this as a favour to you. We've done everything there is to do with you. Like, and we tried to come up with something for you to do here. And I mean, honestly, this, that's everything we came up with right there.
The good, the gad and the ugly.
Yep.
Gad bod. Gad fellas. That's pretty good, actually. Gad friended me. These are all just literal puns on my name.
I know, that's all there is that's left to do.
Gad about you, gad men, gad keel O'Neill. That doesn't even work.
It doesn't work. That's my point. It doesn't work. That's what I'm saying. We got to quit now.
The Brit Awards are on in 2 weeks' time.
Have they sorted the after party yet?
I'm looking at everything, right? It looks pretty good. So they've announced who some of the performers are going to be. Doja Cat, Dave, who performed at the Brit Awards just before the world went wild. It was incredible. Ed Sheeran, Holly Humberstone, Liam Gallagher, and Lil Smiz. Don't know who. Oh, sorry, Lil Sims. Never
Lil
heard
Sims.
Of her.
Lil Smiz.
Lil Smiz. Lil Smiz is playing over there.
Well, Lil they might Sims. Have to. They might have to come over to Ireland for the after party, because it seems like now we're ahead of them in terms of.
Yeah.
Last orders.
Come on. Remember MTV? I watched a documentary on the MTV Awards that were in The Point, and it just looks so different. I'd love to see what would happen if it was in Dublin now. Where would they go? What would they do?
Sounds like it could be better.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton, who was the first man to play Batman in a film version of Batman. Pretty sure I'm spot on with that one. I don't remember anybody else. Obviously the TV versions. He's talked about Christopher Nolan's Batman films. If you're not familiar with, you know, that type of Batman. Michael, of course, is your man in Dope Sick at the moment, for people that are watching that. He's now 70. but once upon a time he was Batman. And what do you think about the trilogy from Christopher Nolan? Has he seen them? You'd have to think he would.
And then I, to this day, haven't seen the entire Christopher Nolan, but I've seen most of it.
Wow.
That's the one I've seen the most of it. It's unbelievable. He's unbelievably great, and he's the one who got it. He's the one who really got what, frankly, to be honest with you, I said, this is where I'd like to go with the third one. He got it, and then he took it to a whole other level. But that was always that general direction was always where I thought that character and the story could go, because it was all there, you know, and he just did it brilliantly. And that Heath Ledger performance is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I still haven't even seen, frankly, beginning the whole thing. Sat down and watched the whole thing. I've seen it in pieces, but man, it's extraordinary.
He also sounds like he's in the Batcave.
Yeah. Here's one for you. The Batman with Robert Pattinson.
Yes, just weeks away, isn't it?
2 hours, 55 minutes.
Okay.
Is what it's going to be. So that's going to be a 2 popcorn.
That's a lot of popcorn and Maltesers to get through.
Yeah.
Finally, for the moment, Nathan Drake is a video game character. So this is Uncharted. It is Mark Wahlberg in it. He's a mentor to Tom Holland, who plays Nathan. And there are comparisons to Indiana Jones. They say there's a lot borrowed from it. But here's the trailer.
I've been dreaming about this my whole life.
The biggest treasure that's never been found.
5 billion, easy.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry!
Hey, you still with me?
Barely!
500 years ago, my family found the fortune, then was betrayed. So much blood.
Pretty sure he just threatened to kill me.
Don't touch your ear like that. You look like an idiot.
Uncharted, exclusively in movie theaters.
Movie theaters.
Do you know how he got that movie?
How?
He said he wanted to do a young James Bond. They said, absolutely not, you're doing Uncharted instead.
Do what you're told.
Yeah.
It's a normal Monday, the most normal Monday in almost 2 years, which is kind of mad.
I sat in Crows in Ballsbridge yesterday. I sent you a text message. On the 15th of March 2020, the guards came in at 6:05 p.m. and kicked us all out because, you know, they were making the announcements that wrap it up there, lads. We're closing the pubs. I haven't been back there. I was trying to think with my friend. I was like, where were we in here last? Checked it back. Was the last time we were there when the pubs closed, and we were there yesterday when normality resumed.
And that message with a photograph of the guard in the bar, like it's almost looking back in a piece of history or something. It was kind of weird.
Reeling in the ears. Needs to say up in episodes.
No, good luck
to you.
No.
Another station. No. Anyway, Pete Davidson, he's dating Kim Kardashian.
Right.
He's had a long list of lovers over the years.
Yeah.
And he was at this comedy gig over the weekend, and someone said to him, why do people find you so attractive? I actually tweeted about it recently.
Quite an offensive question, no?
He's unusual looking.
What's
like
unusual?
Like, he's one of those lads that he'd never run away from you. You know, he'd...
What do you mean by
probably,
that?
Probably... Because, like, he's not Zac Efron or Brad Pitt.
Is he punching to be with Kim, like? Is that what you...
No, I don't think so. Is the term ugly hot an offensive thing to say about somebody?
Ugly hot?
Ugly hot. You know those type of people? Max Branning would be another one. You know, they're good looking,
they're
but...
more guilty pleasures, though.
Yeah, kind of like a guilty pleasure. Anyway, I tweeted about it recently. James Kavanagh replied something filthy that I can't say is the reason why he thinks Pete Davidson's very good looking. Holly Carpenter wasn't too far behind him, saying how good looking he is. So people do fancy him. Emma, what do you think about Pete Davidson?
Yeah, I think he's fab. I've always thought he... Even when he was going out with Ariana Grande, I thought he was a babe.
So he says, there seems to be a curiosity about me. It's what my friends tell me. I was trying to figure out how to explain myself to someone because I was doing an interview. He went on to compare his appeal to an unexpected find in a discount DVD bin, which he says usually contains movies like Predator 2, Shrek Forever After, and Tropic Thunder.
That's very good.
It's so true. I don't know what it is, but I find when you're looking at him, he's an interesting person to have a look at, no matter what you're into.
I'd say he's great crack as well, you know?
Exactly. You're so right there, Emma. It's not just about what crosses. But I Google him here. This is like the sort of photographs, and I think it's just maybe some bad photographs of him, that's all.
Yeah, no, definitely. And he's different looking. Definitely different looking.
Got lovely teeth.
But like, you couldn't go out with him now. He's been with Kim Kardashian and Ariana Grande. You'd be powering it off your head. Do you know what I mean?
You couldn't compete, like, you'd be thinking.
No. Like, Ariana Grande, everybody. He was engaged to her, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
Oh! And we completely forgot. We completely forgot who he was going out with.
Who else?
Hang on a second. Sally from Coronation Street's daughter.
Yes!
Who is in Bridgerton.
He was flying yes. over to the UK to see her all last year, wasn't he?
Yeah. So he knows Sally.
He knows he Sally knows from Crane Street.
Yeah.
Who's on the ice at the moment?
I didn't watch it last night. Was it any use?
I didn't say I watched
but
it.
But I also feel
I just
like
said I know who's in it.
What is a kind of unattractive quality in a way is he kind of seems to go for the people who have hype about them at the moment. Like Kanye and Kim's big debacle. He's after getting in on that and now everyone's talking about him. Bridgerton was massive. He went for Phoebe.
Ah, yes.
Do you know what I mean?
He's trying to further his own career.
Yeah,
possibly.
That's I wouldn't. Yeah, even Ariana Grande had so much going on a few years ago as well and he was straight in on that. It's just a bit, I don't like it.
Right, drawing board. Emma, how do we get you really, really famous? What do we do?
I'm granding.
Okay, so do we need to add anyone else to this list? Like,
who else is there? That they're intriguing looking.
Oh, I would say Post Malone, definitely. He's gorgeous.
Oh, that is disgusting.
He's gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be a big Post Malone fan.
Pete turns my stomach. Oh, that's very harsh.
But everyone has somebody who, you know, they're not... It's not. I'm not saying it's all about looks, but you know, nobody gets it.
But I think what you're trying to say is not the horribly like stereotypical good-looking person.
Yeah, those type of people draw. You know,
and do fellas come off worse on these lists? I feel they do.
What do you mean?
I think like it's generally, you know, women are just nicer or something. I don't know. You don't hear of lists of people that you shouldn't fancy with girls as much as men.
Oh, that we can drag lads, but we can't drag girls.
Well, there's that too as yeah. well, yeah.
Maybe just stop dragging totally. Everyone's beautiful in their own way.
Someone texts in, Pete is an alive Beetlejuice. You're so right. What's that other fella, big tall fella, who's connected with your one, Megan Fox, and he got one of those...
Machine Gun Kelly. I remember someone saying on Twitter a few days ago, I wonder what she calls him for short. Just Machine Gun, like... Machine? Yeah.
Kelly Beezer, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Imagine, Kelly, come here.
If you can add to the list, let us know, but it has to be guys.
If you've watched Black Mirror, it was massive on Netflix. Certain things, kind of like The Simpsons, have happened that Black Mirror has, you know, said it would happen. Black Mirror is very, very dark. Anyway, Elon Musk has a brand new company called Neuralink. They're currently looking for clinical trial people to come on board because they want to put a chip into your brain. And this chip will allow you to, you know, think of memories from before that you've experienced and will be able to replay them, pause them. But it also means you can take it out of your head and put it into someone else's head.
The same chip.
And that means they have your thoughts.
Wow.
Like, lads, this is Black Mirror stuff on a high order.
We were talking about some of the stuff he's doing and same with Jeff Bezos last week where they've employed all these really wealthy scientists and given them all one place to work in. So the Elon stuff on the surface feels like it was for good. You know, it was people who might be unwell and stuff and it could help people walk again. But that kind of stuff is a bit...
It's terrifying.
Which, like, imagine people knew all your thoughts. It'd be like, you wouldn't want them to know all your... Would they? Would you? Imagine someone else knew everything you've thought about from the moment you get up in the morning till the moment you go to bed.
It's like looking at your Facebook or Twitter or TikTok or Instagram DMs. Yeah. You know, imagine somebody being able to have a look at all them and see what you're talking to, who you're talking to, how you're talking to them. No, it's not for me, but
that's
yeah.
So weird.
So they're looking for a company director as well to look after the whole thing. Elon said the company aims to have the microchips implanted in the first human subjects. They're not even called people. They're human subjects this year. And they're asking people, would they volunteer? Absolutely not.
I wonder, does Elon Musk sell out, like, send out all staff emails about, you know, not leaving tuna in the sink in the staff canteen and stuff. Does he do normal stuff as well?
Can you imagine?
Can everyone make sure they use up their holiday leave before the end of the year, or you'll have to lose it before, you know, New Year?
I came in this morning and somebody had a cup on the table. Which person was it?
All staff. Wow, that'd be weird.
Yeah, no thank you, Elon.
On a similar issue, though, just from a working point of view, and the first people I thought of for this were people who work in the services industry. People who are forced to smile at work may be more likely to drink heavily, according to research. So what kind of jobs are you kind of encouraged? You know, whether it's have a good day or thanks for your order, enjoy your meal.
Deli staff.
They don't all smile, Crossy. butter and mayo. They're too busy.
They're probably annoyed. Imagine having to say that all the time. Butter and mayo. No, I don't want this. No, I can't do that. When I go in, I always get them to cut the two ends of the roll. You know, the little...
Because you're a freak.
I just think they're the worst.
Are there nothing else to be doing but cutting the ends off your roll?
Like, they're great, those girls in Centre next door. They're fair play to them. But yeah, I'm trying to think. Teachers have to smile all the time? Sorry, I'm a bit hyper this morning. I haven't spoken to anyone in 10 days because I was off. I was on my own for most of it.
What other jobs? It's definitely fast food jobs and...
Taxi drivers?
No.
They don't always have to smile.
Well, some of them are in great moods. It depends how long your journey is. You know, sometimes you end up as pals with your taxi driver by the end.
Have you ever gone into Disney on Grafton Street?
You can kind of understand that though.
Hello, thank you. Hello, how can I help you today?
They're selling the Disney dream. At least that's what they've been trained to do anyway.
Someone told me a rumour that if you walk down Grafton Street or up Grafton Street at about 10 to 9 every morning, they stop somebody and they get them to open the door with a massive key. Does anyone know if that's true? They do it all over the world, but apparently they do it on Grafton Street. So they have a massive key and you can be the first person to open up the Disney store on Grafton Street.
We should send you around tomorrow.
You're a grand.
That's right. Anyway, smile. It'll make your day better. Have a good day, sir, madam. Crossy, with all the times you've walked up Grafton Street, all the times you've filmed something in Grafton Street, you even filmed the lights coming down, never mind going up. How did you not know this? Well, you had an idea, but...
Yeah, so apparently it is true that if you do walk up or down Grafton Street before 9 o'clock, that you get to open up the Disney store with a massive key. A few people have texted in saying it's true.
Suzanne would give you the idea that you get to keep the key. I have two of them.
Oh, brilliant.
What do you do with them? Like, it's true. My ex did it when he went to get a present.
For their son. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. 100% true. My sister used to work for Disney. I found it so odd, but she never let me come in and do it. That's just mean.
10 years ago, today actually, which is quite embarrassing, I went to a party in the Disney store and I ended up in a cup shop.
You know what?
I ended up in a police station in Donnybrook. I realised that I had left all my belongings in the Disney store. We were at a party.
Like your clothes? Like
My belongings, like... phone, wallet, keys, the whole lot. And told the taxi driver, I was like, I'm so sorry. And he brought me to Donnybrook Artist Station and they put me into a cell until I woke up the next morning.
You're making that up.
I am in my, I'll tell you now, on my
a
Facebook.
A trip to the Disney store ends up with you sleeping in a cell.
Yeah, it came up on my thing today. It was 10 years ago today. Facebook memories, I used to post loads in it. Where is it here now? 10 years ago. Hey guys, I lost my black coat and grey jumper last night with my wallet and iPhone at the Unicorn and in the Disney store. There's also two Disney bags. If anyone saw it, could have dropped me a mail on Facebook. Sorry, 9 years ago today. Happy anniversary.
What was this like sleeping in a cell?
Oh man, it was so weird. Like, it was only for 3 hours, but still, they were so nice to me. I just was really conflustered, you know, when you're trying to tell your man that I don't have my wallet. I was like, please. I was like, just give me a shit. And he wouldn't. He just brought me in.
Yep. Wow. Facebook memories. That's a pretty odd one. I don't think I can top that.
It's so weird that we're talking about Disney today and it happened because of...
Did they give you breakfast? Like, is it B&B in the guard station? Or
they were really nice. They're absolutely sound. They were so sound, the Donnybrook guards. But yeah.
So were you there as an actual prisoner? Like,
no, I just... Because I'd nowhere to stay, I'd no phone, I knew nobody's numbers, I'd nothing, and I wasn't drunk. But they're like, you can stay in the cell. They didn't arrest me. They just were, you know, sleep there
you
for a while.
Stay in the cell?
Oh,
wasn't that stinking?
Never forget it. The smell of it. Yeah. Donnybrook.
Crossy, every day is as cool as it really is.
Live in Milltown. Oh, God.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time.
Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.